From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Tuesday, January 24th. Unhoused residents in Chico were pummeled by the slate of winter storms that began the day after Christmas. Later in this report, we'll have an interview with a board member of the local nonprofit North State Shelter Team about the needs of those staying at sanctioned campsites in Chico. But first, the news. The Butte County Department of Public Health reported the first two flu-related deaths of the 2023 flu season last week. NSPR's Alex Dutson reports the county is encouraging residents to get their flu shot now.
Both residents who died from complications of the virus were over the age of 60. The Butte County Department of Public Health does not have data on the number of flu cases currently in the county, but Public Information Officer Lisa Almaguer says they can monitor the illness in other ways.
While influenza is not what we call a mandatory reportable illness, meaning that we do not get reports of cases of flu, we do receive very close communication with our local hospitals and healthcare providers who provide voluntary surveillance reports.
Almaguer says it is especially important for residents to get their flu vaccinations as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, since some patients can be infected by both diseases at once, which compounds the symptoms and increases the chance of hospitalization or death. She says it's not too late to get one, as flu season often lasts through the spring. Luckily, Almaguer says, flu activity in California is on the decline statewide, and she hopes to see a similar decrease in cases in Butte County as well. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.
Moving to state news, Asian American legislators met at the California Capitol yesterday to mourn the victims of a shooting that killed 11 over the Lunar New Year weekend and to call for stricter gun laws. The shooting happened over the Lunar New Year, a celebratory time for the majority Asian community of Monterey Park. Assemblymember Evan Lowe, the chairman of the Asian and Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, says the event has shocked the Asian American community across California.
And that the Asian Pacific Islander community is not immune from firearm violence, senseless firearm violence, and the additional hardship that this takes in the tone is that culturally for a Lunar New Year, on this day, members of the community do not talk about bad things.
The caucus says it will be introducing resolutions to impact gun safety laws in California and to specifically look at ghost guns, though no specific legislation was mentioned. And recent mass shootings in California remind us about just how seemingly random incidents of mass violence can be. That leaves many feeling scared and vulnerable. For the California Report, KPCC's Robert Garova spoke with mental health experts about how to cope.
Licensed marriage and family therapist Jeannie Chang says the news of the deadly shooting is hitting Asian Americans like her during what should be a time of celebration. She says communication among loved ones is very important right now.
Oh my God, how do we even celebrate Lunar New Year? You know, and I think a lot of folks today who had brunch celebrations, I'm talking to friends and checking up on each other, saying, it's okay if you still need to go to brunch. And I'm saying that as a therapist because part of what helps in navigating something very difficult is being with others.
Experts also recommend taking breaks from news coverage and getting in some physical exercise to work off excess anxiety. For the California Report, I'm Robert Garova in Los Angeles.
A group of progressive Democrats in the state legislature is proposing a new wealth tax. It would apply to the assets, not just the income, of residents worth more than $50 million. The California Taxpayers Association opposes the measure, saying it would only drive the richest to move to other states, like billionaire Elon Musk. But Democratic Assemblymember Corey Jackson, the bill's co-author, disagrees.
During COVID, the number of billionaires grew. At the very beginning, the numbers grew. They are not leaving the state. People are transitioning all over the country, but billionaires and millionaires are not leaving the state.
Proponents say the measure would raise roughly $22 billion in tax revenue, the same amount as this year's projected budget deficit. If passed by two-thirds of lawmakers, it would go to voters for final approval. And finally, unhoused residents in Chico were pummeled by the slate of winter storms that began the day after Christmas. At the city's sanctioned sites for unhoused residents to camp, many were unable to escape the wind and rain that knocked down their tents. The city designated these campsites early last year with the intent of providing a sanctioned camping option for for unhoused residents who were deemed ineligible to stay at other shelters. Some members of the local nonprofit North State Shelter Team donated wooden pallets to help those staying at the camps get off the wet ground and reinforce their tents and structures. NSPR's Alex Dutson spoke with North State Shelter Team board member Charles Withune about the needs of those staying at the camps.
It just seemed odd to us to have a city-sanctioned campground with people sleeping in mud puddles when we got pallets. Usually they're 4x4 about pallets, but they can be put together to make improvised decks to get people out of the water. I don't think people appreciate that if you get wet and you're living outside and it's 40 degrees or less, in 3 hours you can be looking at a fatal version of hypothermia. We had 20 people die outside. 20 neighbors were living outside, died outside last fall and winter. It was unprecedented. I have worked in Chico 50 years, and it had never, ever happened before like that. So, you know, some friends of mine and I got together. We went around to the back of a big box store. We loaded up our trailer full of pallets, and we took it out to Eaton and Cohasset, and the campers were thrilled.
What are some of the other needs of the people who are staying at these camps?
Tent stakes, tie-down line, you know, decking material, shelter, wind protection, protection from the rain, better tents. You know, they have the military-style tents that are way more heavy-duty than the little lightweight backpack kind of tents that people are trying to make work out there that just get torn to shreds. We need a warming tent, a cooling tent. Then it would be something that the city could hang their hat on. What is going on out there now, to my mind, is cruel and unusual punishment for the crime of being poor or burned out.
Can you kind of describe what the camps look like right now?
Many of the tents are smashed. Many of the tents are abandoned. They're just piling tarps on top of tarps. And, you know, the water is flowing through. It's a crying shame. I'm embarrassed for our community that we can't do better for at least the poorest among us.
That was Charles Withune from the North State Shelter Team speaking with NSPR's Alex Dutson. NSPR asked the city if it had any plans or programs in place to support those staying at the campsites. The Public Works and City Manager's offices did not return that request for comment. NSPR cannot confirm the number of deaths of unhoused residents in the last 2 years cited by the North State Shelter Team. The Butte County Coroner's Office, Department of Public Health, and Chico Police Department all said they do not track or record the number of unhoused deaths in the county or city. The North State Shelter Team is working on a proposal for a managed tiny shelter village to give unhoused residents more shelter options in Chico. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the city of Chico denied the proposal last November, citing zoning issues and environmental concerns. Withune says they have revised the plan and are trying to get it on the desk of city council members in the near future. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, January 24th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.